what's your story? There are different ways of putting our story over, different ways of how we've become Christians. In the Bible, we've got a couple of different modes of doing that. We've got a couple of different testimonies of how people came to faith in Christ. Paul, the Damascus Road, a life of violence, of hatred towards the church, on his way to Damascus, and bang, Jesus met him, full stop. His life was completely turned round. We could do with a U-turn on there. Jesus turned him round, changed his life. That could happen to each one of us, or it could be this version. People can be brought up in the church, and gradually, as they work their way through the church, could be when they're in their 20s or maybe 30s, even older, it can come as a realization that they are Christians. It's just something they never really stopped and thought about before. That could be your story. You could have just lived it without really noticing it until you've come on something like this and we just gently pointed out to you. What is your story? How did you become a Christian? How did you meet Jesus? And this is what we want to be able to get over to people. We may not be able to say it was a certain date, a certain time. We might be able to. It just varies. It's the people we are. And we're all different. Each one of you has a different way of meeting up with Jesus. Each one of you is going to have a different way of putting over your story. But it has to be from the heart. Beat up your microphone. It's got to be honest. Don't make it up. Because people see through lies. They see through the hypocrisy. They see through the rubbish. It's got to be honest. Right. Let's go on. Slide 6, please. Next one. This is what we've got to do well. We don't want to bore them to death. We want to get them excited. We've got to get them interested. It has to point to Jesus. It has to be clear and concise. Honesty. So, and it don't make it read like a script, because that really will finish anyone off. You can't do it. Yeah. No jargon. Oh yeah. Church jargon is one of the killers of a testimony and of talking to people. You're talking to people who've never set through a foot through a church door, and if you try talking in church jargon, you'll kill them. Oh, yes. Don't go there. Don't ramble on. They might accuse me of doing that in a minute. Don't ramble. Be concise. And don't exaggerate. The times you can hear exaggeration and things is, ooh, no thanks. And don't be negative. Be positive. We are giving these people a positive message on why we're Christians, why we believe in Jesus, what he's done for us. And that's what, and you've got to be able to do it. Yeah, don't preach. There's so much. Those are very important points up there. Take those to heart when you do your testimony. Really read and inwardly digest when you're going to do your testimony. Don't preach at them. Could we have the next slide, please? Right. This is a bit about you, who you are, yourself, your family, upbringing, job, etc. Beginning of faith, conversion, how did it happen? What does Jesus mean to you now? But that's another thing we have to be careful on when we're doing our testimony as well. Jesus and the cross. Yes, it's good to be able to mention these things, but it's how we do it. You have to be so careful. But the most important one is 6. What has happened? The difference being a Christian's made to you. That is so important. We don't have to major on the number 7, what we still find hard. Because we could get a bit negative on that one. But we really need to let people know that Jesus has made that difference to us. He's given us new life, new hope. And that's what we want to get across to these people. So, work. Page 24. you have a blank sheet. In that, notes about you, how you became a Christian, and what being a Christian means. You've got 5 minutes to just jot down something about yourself, and that's just a starter. As you are, just jot down 5 minutes about yourselves, why you became a, and why you became a Christian. And then I'm going to split you into pairs and you're going to talk to each other. Where our testimonies are concerned, we need to do some polishing. We all have a moving testimony of where we started and where we are now. The in-between times, things have changed and moved round. So before you go on mission, you need to get those testimonies polished. You need to have in there facts and information that are worthwhile, that are good, and make sure it's up in the head and in the heart, and that we can let these people know what God has done for us individually. And sometimes it's as a group as well, because sometimes they might pick on a few of us. So thank you. God bless.